Take a look at high school athletics for you from last night. A very busy night, of course, with lots of state track qualifying meets going on all around the state. And we'll take a look at some of the highlights here for you from the area. In Class 3A, the state qualifying meet held at Glenwood. That's where Atlantic competed, and the Atlantic girls qualified in three events automatically, and the Atlantic boys had six automatic qualifiers for the state meet. The top two finishers in each event qualify for the state meet at these state qualifying meets, and then the next eight best performances statewide from those qualifying meet place winners around the state also will head to the state meet next week at Drake Stadium in Des Moines. And the full list of state qualifiers has not yet been released by either the Boys or Girls Associations. But let's take a look at what happened there at that 3A meet at Glenwood. For Atlantic, they had Charity Williams, who qualified in the 100-meter dash by finishing second to Whitney Weiss of Denison Schleswig. Also for Atlantic qualifying, as these are kind of intermixed between girls and boys results, Jackson Eden of Atlantic in the 800-meter run was a qualifier there in the top spot. He had a time of 2:05.10. Tiffany Williams of Atlantic qualified with the best finish in the 1500-meter run, a time of 5:02.39. Jackson Eden also won the 1600-meter run with a time of 4:40.98. Tiffany Williams won the 3000 as well with a time of 10:49.59, so she qualifies in two different events for the state meet. Grant Reed of Atlantic qualified in the 110 hurdles on the boys' side with a 14:62 mark there in that race, continuing his good efforts in that event throughout the season. Brendan Holmes of Atlantic was a qualifier in the 400 hurdles, as he had a time of 54:64 in the top spot there. Also qualifying for Atlantic, they had, actually that was their last state qualifier there in one other individual event, but they also qualified in the 4x800-meter relay as well. The team of Brendan Holmes, Chase Mullinex, Ryan Hawkins, and Jackson Eden ran 8:20.98 to win that event. Glenwood was second in that one. And also in the boys high jump, Alec Hayes of Atlantic was second. He finished second to Niall Ballou of Denison Schleswig. So both those athletes qualifying there for the state meet there with a 6:05 attempt there for Alec Hayes there at that meet yesterday. So that's a look at how things shaped up for Atlantic. Team-wise, it was Bishop Heelan winning the girls' race with 139.5 points. Glenwood was second. On the boys' side, it was Sergeant Bluff Luton winning with 129. Glenwood was second with 119. Atlantic finishing fourth there on the boys' side. They finished sixth on the girls' side. The Class 1A state track qualifying meets around the area, plenty of those, and one of them was held at Griswold. That's one that held most of our area athletes. And the top place winner in each event, just the top spot, the winner in each event moves on to the state meet automatically, and then the next 12 top performances statewide from those place winners at state qualifying meets will also be entered into the state meet next week. Taking a look at the rundown of those that qualified in the girls' side, the high jump, Sydney Obermeyer of Audubon won with a 4:08 jump. Also in the 3,000 meters, Destiny Scar of Nottoway Valley won. The shot put, Madison McDermott of Guthrie Center. The 4x800-meter relay went to Griswold, the team of Jessica Marshall, Peyton Rush, Charlie Adams, and Anna Young. The shuttle hurdle relay went to Audubon, the team of Madison Hagedorn, Sydney Obermeyer, Caitlin Schultes, and Dana Bourbon. Also in the 100-meter, it was Sadie Martin of Nottoway Valley winning. In the 400 meters, Jennifer Fuentes of Guthrie Center was a champ. In the distance medley, Nottoway Valley qualified with the team of Sadie Martin, Rachel Scheel, Kenna Lundy, and Destiny Scar. The long jump went to Micah Weaver of Lennox. The 4x200-meter relay was won by Guthrie Center, Rachel Rummelhart, Jennifer Fuentes, Maddie Smith, and Savannah Fuller on that team. Also, the 100 hurdles went to Rachel Rummelhart of Guthrie Center. The discus went to Madison McDermott of Guthrie Center. The 200 meters was won by Savannah Fuller of Guthrie Center. The 400 hurdles won by Lindsay Dinkla of CAM. The 800 meters was won by Destiny Scar of Nottoway Valley. The sprint medley went to Guthrie Center, the team of Maddie Smith, Rachel Rummelhart, Savannah Fuller, and Jennifer Fuentes. Also in the 1,500 meters, Destiny Scar of Nottoway Valley was a champion. The 4x100-meter relay went to Guthrie Center, the team of Jennifer Fuentes, Rachel Rummelhart, Maddie Smith, and Savannah Fuller there again. In the 4x400-meter relay, Audubon was a winner. Taylor Sowers, Katie Conkler, Sydney Obermeyer, and Kira Spohr on that winning team. And that's a look at your qualifiers there on the girls' side. Nottoway Valley won the team title with 122 points, followed by Guthrie Center in second with 100. Griswold, Ottoman, Riverside rounded out the top five. On the boys' side, the automatic qualifiers by winning events were Kyle Rusfold of Ottoman in the high jump, clearing 6 feet. The 4x800-meter relay went to Nottoway Valley, the team of Jared Quarter, Ryan Jensen, Heath Downing, and Brayton Funk. The 3,200 meters went to Shane Breheny of Nottoway Valley. Jaden Jonke of Griswold won the long jump. Alex Bechtold of Stanton was a winner in the discus. The shuttle hurdle relay went to Audubon, the team of Jake Mulford, Nolan Smith, Tyler Reboff, and Mitchell Nelson. The shot put was won by Alex Bechtold of Stanton as well. 400 meters won by Gabe Nixon of East Union. The 4x200-meter relay was won by Audubon, team of Matthew Smith-Peterson, Kyle Rusfold, Elijah Zager, and Joseph Zager. The 110 hurdles went to Mitchell Nelson of Audubon. The 200 meters went to Chris Jones of Stanton. Riverside won the distance medley, the team of Lucas Wilbur, Brayton Moore, Tanner Storo, and Otis Mateka. The 1,600 meters went to Jared Quarter of Nottoway Valley. He also won the 800 meters. The 400 hurdles went to Mitchell Nelson of Audubon. The 4x100-meter relay was won by Audubon. Team of Mitchell Nelson, Kyle Rusfold, Elijah Zager, and Jake Mulford. The 4x400-meter relay went to Audubon as well. Tyler Reboff, Joseph Zager, Elijah Zager, and Jake Mulford on that team. Audubon won the team title as well with 142 points. Nottoway Valley was second, followed by Griswold, Guthrie Center, and Stanton there at that Class 1A meet at Griswold. There also were Class 1A qualifying meets at Holstein and as well as at Tabor, Fremont Mills hosting, where some Southwest Iowa athletes competed. You can see those full results on those stories on our sports page at KJN.com. In Class 2A, a state qualifying meet held at Trainer, and it was Trainer winning the girls' team race with 113 points. They actually tied with Panorama, who also had 113, so they share the district title. Underwood was third with 103. Trainer had set of seven automatic qualifiers on the night. They won the 4x400-meter relay, the 4x8, and the distance medley. Noel James won the 800 meters, and Madeline Deichler won the shot put. They also qualified second in the shuttle hurdles, and Connor Sudman second in the 100 hurdles. Emma Bonnet of Underwood won the 100, 200, and 400. Carly Larson was first in the 1,500 and 3,000-meter run for the Eagles. She also was second in the 800 meters, and the Eagles also won the distance medley and sprint medley to qualify there because the top two spots in Class 2A qualify. On the boys' side, Shenandoah won the team race with 95 points. Hinton was second with 88.5. Trainer finished third. Also, Shenandoah won the meet by automatically qualifying for state in six events, the 4x1, 4x2 distance medley, Jordan Miller in the 800 meters, and Logan Roberts second in the 200 meters. Gage Clay of AHSTW won the 100 and 200 to qualify. His older brother, Briar Clay, finished second in the 100 meters for West Central Valley as well. And taking a look at the Class 4A state track qualifying meet at Sioux City, the top two finishers in each event automatically qualify for the state meet. And on the girls' side, Abraham Lincoln finished third as a team with 96 points. Darby Thomas was their lone winner in the long jump, but they also qualified second with Thomas in the 400 meters. Mercedes Hart second in the 200. The Lynx were second in the sprint medley and the shuttle hurdle relay. Councilbus Thomas Jefferson was fifth in the team standings with 74 points. Cecilia Yale was second in the shot put. Josie Starner finished second in the discus. Lewis Central was sixth in the team standings with 62 points. Katie Jones won the shot put, and Kai Madsen was second in the 3,000-meter run for the Titans. On the boys' side, Lewis Central was second in the team points with 129. They also automatically qualified in eight events. They picked up wins from Sal Fadone in the 400 meters and won by 4x400-meter relay. They also finished second, Sal Fadone in the 200, Kenneth McMahon in the 400, Alec Moss in the 110 hurdles, Nate Shepard in the high jump, and the distance medley and shuttle hurdle relay teams for the Titans. Councilbus Thomas Jefferson was fifth in the team points with 87. The Yellow Jackets qualified four events for the state meet with second place finishes from Daniel Carey in the 800, John Dahlheimer in the 3,200 meters, Cameron Baker in the discus, and the 4x800-meter relay. Abraham Lincoln finished eighth as a team with 11 points and no automatic qualifiers for the state meet. Also yesterday in Class 1A Boys District Tennis played up at Carroll for Atlantic in the singles events. It was Alec Plagman of Harlan defeated Caleb Flory, and Andrew Troa of Boone defeated William Wepler there in the singles. In the doubles, it was a team of Caleb Williams and Luke Hohenberger winning their first match over a pair from Harlan, and then they lost in the next round to Danny Anderson and Ethan Peterson of Boone. Grant Podiesky and Cooper McDermott of Atlantic, they won their first match over a team from Boone, their second match over a team from Denison, And that qualified them for the state tourney because they end up as runner-up. They lost to Danny Anderson and Ethan Patterson of Boone in the championship match. But they, as a second-place team, will qualify for the state tourney. Also, the Class 1A Boys District Tennis at Shenandoah, it was Glenwood winning the team scoring with 21, followed by Creston and Clark. Glenwood advances to sub-state. Creston and Clark duel in a prelim sub-state round on Saturday. In the singles, it was Travis Miller of St. Albert winning, with Ryan Cuchero of Creston second advancing to state. And in the doubles, Aaron Bertini and Adam Confers of Glenwood won. As they advanced to state, they beat their teammates, Alex Checkel and Sam Lauritsen of Glenwood, for the top spot, but that second-place team from Glenwood also advances to the state doubles tournament. Also in some girls' golf yesterday, the Atlantic girls' golf team came away with a second-place finish at the Southeast Polk Invitational. It was West Des Moines Dowling Catholic winning, the top-ranked team in the state, with a 319. Atlantic was second with a 340 there. Individually, Brooke Newell of Atlantic was the top finisher for the Trojans with a third-place finish with a round of 78. Aaron Olson ended up fifth with an 83, and Alyssa Ginther was ninth with an 85. In high school soccer last night, it was Glenwood beating Creston in girls' play 8-0. In boys' soccer, Kemper Catholic over St. Albert 1-0. Sioux City East 5-1 over Abraham Lincoln, and Sioux City North 3-1 over Thomas Jefferson. In Major League Baseball, a game we had for you late on KJN, Matt Holliday homered twice in two innings off of Jared Weaver. Matt Carpenter homered as well, and the Cardinals held off a late rally to beat the LA Angels 12-10 and complete a three-game sweep. They now turn their attention to the Dodgers for the weekend. Other Major League scores in the American League was Baltimore over Detroit 7-5. The Yankees beat Kansas City 7-3. Boston 11-1 over Houston. In the National League, Philadelphia beat Atlanta 7-4 in 10 innings. San Diego 3-0 over Milwaukee. San Francisco 4-2 over Arizona, and the Dodgers beat the Mets 5-0. Yesterday in Pacific Coast League Baseball, Nashville beat the I-Cubs 7-2, and Omaha 15-5 over Memphis. In the NBA playoffs, Oklahoma City wins and moves on as they beat San Antonio 113-99. They're in Game 6 to move on in the playoffs. Also in the National Hockey League, a Game 7 last night, San Jose shut out Nashville 5-0 as they move on now to take on the Blues in the Western Conference Finals. That's a look at the latest sports here on KJAN. Sports is brought to you here this morning by Southwest Foot and Ankle Center. Call Dr. Andrew Stanislav at 800-334-5516. I'm Chris Parks, KJAN Sports.